Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
It's The Voice, and I'm on location yet again, and I just kind of moved down the road from last week. I'm no longer at the Castle Theater. I'm now at the brand new facilities. We've been talking about it for months and months, and I'm finally here sitting at Distill headquarters, and we're going to do basically a sponsor spotlight episode, all Distill, all day, proper. Because we're in the boardroom. Like, I'm feeling very, very sophisticated compared to recording in my basement. But I'm going to, you know, we've already said the word a couple times, but Distill Brewery was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting Bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the Barrel-Aged St. Dakara series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone. With options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Vidania, Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott Bland alongside us. Support flavor. Drink Distill. All right. And we have some guests joining me today. I'm not here drinking alone. That's called alcoholism. This is a podcast. We've got a returning guest, but it's been quite a while since you actually sat down with us.
That's true.
We've done a few Distill episodes, and you're nowhere to be found.
I'm on the road a lot, man. You can't give me a hard time about that.
All right. Well, Mr. Alex Maffei, welcome back to Drunken Lullabies.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
All right. We got... Don't do that.
Why?
Because it shakes the microphone, and it makes a big, loud noise, and the listeners
he
get mad at you.
Yeah.
We have a couple new guests. This gentleman, we've been trying to figure out a good time to have him on the show, and it finally, we got a date nailed down. Edwin, thank you for being here, finally.
Yeah, as a middleman, I don't like to show my face too much. I like to just kind of hide in the shadows.
Yeah, that's all right. As long as you do a good job at what you do.
As long as
you don't need
the
recognition.
Shelf, you guys probably don't even care that I exist.
And we also have another guest. He was... a late addition. I ran into him at the Drive-By Truckers and Susto show that was last night, or a week ago, if you're going by the episodes. But I said, hey, I'm gonna be at Distill in the morning doing an episode with Alex and Edwin. If you're not doing anything, come on down and join us. And here he is. Will, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here.
Yeah.
When he said Alex and Edwin are going to be there, were you like, who?
No, I knew exactly who he was talking about when he said Alex and Edwin.
And I first saw you at another recording. You went to the Social Kitchen in LaSalle to see EDA and Seth Walker perform, and then I later recorded an episode with them afterwards. So, guy's got good taste. The last two shows I've been to, he's been there, so... You know, figure he's good enough to be on Drunken Lullabies, in my opinion.
Or he's stalking you.
It's my show. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. All right, so we have the drinking game for you drunkomaniacs at home listening, so that way you get tipsy right along with us. So anytime somebody swears, anytime there is an audible expulsion of gas, anytime there is a pop culture reference or a vocal impression, that's a drink. And anytime the word of the day is said, that's a drink. Where are the days to still? So, you guys at home, try to keep up. But it's time for us to play our drinking game. I'm talking about Spin the Bottle.
Beer Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no. Pound that beer.
Okay. And our winner, sitting to the left of me, the big man's going to take it down. Spin the Ball is brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. And he's going to be enjoying the Flatback IPA. So,
prost.
Take it down, boss. He's doing it straight from the can, so it's a little more difficult to chug that way, but I think he's got it. All right, fantastic. Well, there you go.
Great way to chug it.
All right.
It's 1:37.
I've already been, you know, I put in a 4-hour shift at work and been up since 6:30. So, we're going to drink some distilled beers. It gets difficult when we do these spotlight episodes to find ones we haven't already featured on the show. So, I mean, we drink at least one an episode and we try to change it up as much as possible. And you guys are usually pretty good about getting, bombers to me when there's new stuff, but there's a few selections here that we're on at the new brew pub, and we're gonna try some of them. So what are we starting with? I believe we're starting with the heaviest.
Well, I think we should start with the Nitro Milk Stout. We got these all already poured, so Milk Stout is something we're gonna be releasing towards the end of the year. It's going to be a seasonal that will run hopefully every year. So the guys right now are kind of playing with the recipe and using the pilot system, taking advantage of that.
Nice.
And I got to say, they really hit it out of the park with this one, so I'm hoping this is what we go to market with. And they were able to put it on nitro. I'm not sure how much nitro we're going to get out to the market. Certainly won't be canned in nitro this year, but we may have some select kegs available for events and stuff like that, so keep an eye out for that. But we are drinking the nitro.
Yeah, and I think we may have featured this on the last episode we did, which was at the old production brewery. We may not have had it on the show, but I had it there.
Mm-hmm. Was it the regular?
It was the nitro, because okay. I just looked it up to see if I'd had it before, and I had. And there was a picture of Jeremy, so.
And just to be clear with all the beer nerds out there, Milk Stout will be available in cans. It will be replacing Amra as we kind of go into the fall and winter season.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It just won't have those nice nitrogen small bubbles.
It will be available in cans, but
it'll probably be the best looking can ever too. So
you gonna put one of those balls in the bottom of the can like Guinness?
No.
You know, I wish we had something like that.
A widget?
Yeah, but ball doesn't offer us any solutions for nitrogenated beer, so yeah. Right now we're just going to have to use CO2 to package it until a solution comes along that's feasible for us.
Okay.
We would love, I mean, the way that this tastes, so it's so good. Mm-hmm. I would love to put this into cans, but, and this is, I guess, V2 or V3?
Well, I think it's third.
Yeah, so this is, so if you had it before, this is a new recipe.
Okay. Slightly changed recipe.
A little bit sweeter than the first time I had it, like, 6-7 months ago.
Yeah.
How'd you guys change it up?
Well, just some tweaks here and there. Yeah. Nothing major.
Okay.
The lactose sugar pops on it a lot more.
Yeah, I think the lacto, really, you know, that sweetness really pops out.
Good breakfast beer, right?
Yeah. On the nitro, makes it even more creamy.
Yeah, I prefer it when I'm drinking the milk stouts and the darker beers, if it's on nitro, that's usually what I'll go with. It's just, yeah, it just makes it a little creamier and smooth and... Yeah, it's all good.
I like it.
So, how are things going at the new place? You know, I got to come check it out before the grand opening. Got to have a free lunch while you guys broke in your servers, and got to take a tour and check it out. Whitney showed Freckles and I around, and you know, it's very nice, a lot different than what I was used to. I'm still just used to the old building.
Feel like a garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've noticed I caught myself just staring out the window
looking
at nature out there.
It's a little more scenic.
We actually have windows now. You can tell there's something else going on in the world.
We still try to hide the brewers in the back, though. I mean, yeah, let's be fair.
It's the best place for us.
But you guys are on display like a zoo.
Yeah, that's all right.
The beer-making monkeys.
They're in their natural habitat.
Yeah. Be careful.
Please don't feed the brewers.
Don't tap on glass or feed the brewers.
Now, you guys have food available here. It's more, I don't want to call it pub fare, because it's pub fare for distill, I guess. Still fancier than what you're going to get at most brew pubs.
It's not pre-frozen, pre-made.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Yeah, they put a lot of time in this menu, a lot of consideration. Everything either incorporates beer or is like directly related to one of the beers that we have. So
I noticed that when I was looking at the menu, and I thought that was very cool that, you know, the beer is so prominently featured on the food menu. But yeah, it makes sense, and you know, it lends itself easy for pairing options, like, oh, the Weisenheimer chicken wings, wonder what I should drink with that. Mm-hmm. You know, which those had a lot more of a kick to them than I expected, because I've had that Weisenheimer chicken at the restaurant. That's mm-hmm. usually my go-to, but man, those wings, they're a little hot.
They are. They got a little kick. Yep.
I had the sure. nose sweats going.
You know, sometime we should get Chef Jacob on here, and you could talk to him about beer and food.
Yeah. No, that'd definitely be a good idea. So there we go. I think we already figured out what our next sponsor spotlight episode will be. So good idea, Alex.
It's about time.
So we've talked about it before, but like I said, you haven't been on since the first bonus episode I did, which was like back in the teens. We did the Cheez-It Challenge, mm-hmm. which was the first Distill Spotlight episode. And
Wait. What's the Cheez-It
Challenge? The Cheez-It Challenge, I believe it was Jeremy came up with that, about like whether he could eat a whole box of Cheez-Its.
Or, oh, he can.
Or something. Yeah. Or something like that, yeah. Gosh, I'd have to listen to that episode.
Yeah, it's been a little while since I checked it out. But for the new listeners that maybe haven't gone back and listened to all of the archives, which are still available on iTunes and all podcast platforms for free, so I encourage you to check them out. Let everybody know what you do here at Distill.
Well, fortunately, after the last Drunken Lullabies, I was able to keep my job, which I wasn't sure was going to happen, so that's good.
That is good. Well, also, your job's a little different now than it was last time you were on.
Yeah, so I'm a territory sales manager. I work with 5 reps directly. I work underneath the director of sales. He and I pretty much put together the sales strategies for the Midwest. So I've got 7 states that I work in, travel a lot, just make sure that guys like Edwin are happy.
Well, they don't know what I do.
Edwin is our...
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, so... that's a lot of what I do. I mostly work with the wholesaler managers and spend a lot of time working with the reps, making sure that they have everything they need to get done, their jobs. So yeah, it's kind of I don't get as much face time as I used to with in the market, because I'm either tied to a keyboard or in conference rooms like this. So once upon a time I was banging on doors and shaking hands, and those days are gone. I miss it.
You looked a lot younger back then.
I don't want to talk about that.
It happens, man. I look a little different than when I first started the show, too. Drinking this much beer every week catches up to you.
You look healthy and...
Yeah. You know, I look manly.
Yeah. You know, Ballard says you look credible.
Credible?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good word.
Like, Will, you look real credible. I mean, you can tell.
I can't help it.
If either of you guys were running at me, I'd get out of the way.
Okay. Now, Edwin, what do you do for a living?
So I mentioned earlier I'm a middleman. So I run a beer distributor out of Peoria, Wolf Distributing. They are a company owned by Marketplace Selection, so we deal just with craft brands.
You're the second Wolf employee that's been on the show in the past few weeks. Mr. Matt Cruzen did our bonus episode with me and Michael from Triptych. That was a fun time. Drunk at the movies. Look it up. Check it out.
So I represent currently about 30 different breweries and wineries. Pretty much when you go to a store and you can't find the beer you want, then you go to the next store and you can find it. It's not because the store orders directly from the brewery, it's because they order from us. So we are middlemen, we're kind of in the shadows, but it's fun, it's hard, and this is my first time kind of out in the sunlight in a couple weeks, so I too am usually behind a keyboard or driving somewhere far-flung in Illinois, and a lot of beer fest seasons going on. But so we work closely with Distilver, their local distributor. We sell everywhere but Chicagoland in Illinois. So
okay.
From Galena to Carbondale.
That's a pretty wide area there.
Yeah, and there's probably like 3-4 million people in between. So
okay, and what are some of the? I mean, aside from Distill, who else? Like, what are some of the other breweries?
Some of the other ones. So Distill's our top seller, but some of the bigger ones we do.
As it should be.
Yeah, being the local guy,
they have a lot of really good beer.
21st Amendment.
Okay.
There are 36 biggest craft brewery in the country. Big Sky of Missoula, Central Waters, which is Midwest, Metropolitan of Chicago. We sell Triptych in pockets of the state.
Tight Head,
another Chicago one. Mm-hmm. We try to focus on a lot of Midwest and local breweries, but we do have Big Sky and some other ones that kind of go west or east. But pretty much we call ourselves brand builders. We took Distill, who was probably 3,000-4,000 barrels, and hopefully in 10 years will be 100,000 barrels, and we'll be next to them the entire time.
Available how many states now?
19.
Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, 16 was in my head. Well, so it's
things are changing fast, Dustin.
20 soon.
I figured. That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be 20 real soon.
Well, and the Drunken Maniacs are going to be happy about that, because like I said, we have listeners all across the country. So when I'm saying that we're sponsored by Distill, I'm not talking about just a local brewery. I'm talking about they're local, but they're national. So you can find their beer in quite a few places, and that's fantastic. I know we've got the Midwest pretty much on lockdown, and then it's expanding.
Yeah,
it sells itself.
Well, yeah,
that's what I tell my bosses at least.
Yeah,
Midwest is solid.
I think we're still top three distributor, and even though we have a very small population, I think the
you guys,
Wolf
currently buys and sells more beer than any other market.
There you go. So. You heard it here first. 3 million people in Illinois buy more Distill than the entire state of Texas. Texas, not number one.
I'm going to be in Texas next month, and that should be fun. It'll be my first visit down there.
Is Jester King going?
We're not going to Austin.
No,
we're going to hit Houston and the Victoria area, and then I think we may be going to San Antonio.
What are you doing down there?
That's where her mom and stepdad live, so we're going down to visit, flying down with the kids, staying for a week.
Cool.
Her and I are going to do a little day trip here and there so we can get some brewery time in and whatnot.
Yeah. Where's the place with a huge steak? If you eat it, it's like Lubbock?
What, like the old 96er from Great Outdoors?
Yeah.
John Candy. He's not done yet.
Plate's not clean.
I went there on a road trip. I didn't eat the steak because obviously I would have just melted and done but.
Excellent. Well.
Life goals.
Apparently where they live, they can't find good steak because they were wanting to have Alwyn's like mail them meat. I'm like, Texas seems like it would be steak country, but maybe not where they're living.
You know who has really good steak? Montana. God damn, they have good steak.
Really?
They take like prime cuts of steak and they just put it on a sandwich. I had like a prime rib sandwich and it was like, it wasn't like fatty meat. It was
like filet?
It was like for lunch.
Wow. And it's beautiful up there.
I gained 10 pounds and lost like 3 years of my life on that.
Well, something we like to do here on the show is we have a band of the week. And I think right now we're going to introduce the band for this week. They are called Midnight Divide out of Los Angeles, California. And they are an indie alt-rock project helmed by producer and frontman Austin Murray. And they've got an EP out right now called Embrace the Wave. And we're going to play a song off of that. This is a song called Torn. Now, that is not a Natalie Imbruglia cover. But I contacted Austin and asked him to tell us a little bit about the songs. And here's what he had to say about Torn. It's very much a song about being deeply conflicted. I was in a place where I was needing to decide what my path was going to be career-wise. I think something we can all relate to. Obviously, I decided music was what I wanted to do, but at the time I was still unsure. I know that's where my heart was, but my logical brain was fighting hard against leaving the practical world behind and pursuing this dream of being a full-time musician. The song, for me, does a good job showing how indecision can really affect you and you almost feel stuck. You can't move forward, but you know that you won't go back. So, without any further ado, let's listen to the song now. Here's Midnight Divide with Torn here on Drunken Lullabies. We are going to drink some more beer. Which one is this?
The Pilsner.
Pilsner.
Okay. And let's see. Will, you were next in line to talk about what you do here. So why don't you introduce yourself to the Drunkomaniacs here. And
hello, Drunkomaniacs.
Let them know what you're up to.
I'm one of the brewers here at the still. So I take the raw materials and Make sugar water, basically.
Okay. Now, is this the normal pills?
Normal pills, I believe, is what they're calling it down there.
Yeah. Okay. Because, I pulled it up, and the Pilsner I'm familiar with normally is the Imperial Pilsner, the Bella, which I know...
Bella.
I don't think I've had that in a while.
Yeah, we didn't put it on the calendar this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty good one, because, I mean, Pilsners... They're all right, but you make it Imperial, it's going to make it a little bit better and pack a little more punch there. But yeah, this is, according to Untappd, it's the normal pills. Relatively new, there's only 41 check-ins as of recording time. It's light, bitter, and clean.
There's a nice hopness to it.
The flavor profile there so far. But yeah, it's I've had a few friends here check it in, and you know, I'm not sure how it's doing on the Chad scale, but the average rating here looks to be about a 3.75. So for Pilsner, that's pretty good in my opinion.
Yeah. Pilsners get bad ratings, unfortunately, even though they're great beers. Mm-hmm. They're hard to make.
Yeah.
Will knows a little about making Pilsners, though. He's had some history with that.
Yeah, I've made some lager beer in my time, so it's one of my passions is lager beer, so I'm glad we're getting into it a little bit more here.
Well, I noticed the ink that you've got here on your forearm. Why don't you read that for the people at home?
It says Hopfen and Malz Gott Erlz, which is German. And it translates for hops and malt. God preserve them. Praise God.
There you go.
So
dedicated to his craft, so much so that it, you know, I mean, that's proudly on display. You know, you can't. What are you showing me?
No,
your ink
can we
or
discuss Will's other job here too?
Which would be
anyone that acts a fool down the tap room. That's a deal with Will.
He's the bouncer, huh?
Yeah, if I had to, I'd take care of somebody.
Yeah,
so Will has slowly been working his family into all the facets of this company. His first cousin is my boss,
okay,
the director of sales and marketing, who got hired after Will did. Your
sister-in-law is one of the managers of the beer hall.
Okay.
And my wife is one of the tour guides.
Nice.
His dog chases all the geese away from the pond.
They would jump in the water and swim until they couldn't swim any longer.
He's smart because you spend a lot of time here working. If you can get your family here too, then you get to, you know, see them. You're not away all the time. You get to socialize.
It's a good company to work for.
Exactly.
Some of my family members had skill sets that fit in with what we were doing, so
yeah,
it just kind of all fell together that way.
It's nice when something like that can come together, for sure. And much like when barley and hops and malt come together.
Malts and hops. And
yeah.
All right. So, do you guys, I know you had the big grand opening not too long ago. Are there any other events coming up that Distill is participating in? Not necessarily here, but I mean, it's...
His wedding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew... I didn't know if a date was set.
Yeah, September 23rd.
Okay.
So, ladies, you got till then.
In terms of events, you know, the beer hall, I think we... we're still trying to find our legs a little bit. I think we just kind of hit the point at which the entire beer hall staff is feeling confident
okay.
and really hitting their stride.
Yeah.
We're lucky that the management team with Distill for the restaurants is, you know, the top of the industry and did a really good job getting us to where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I am excited about seeing, I mean, the possibilities are endless. We could do, I mean, we'll be doing some bottle releases out of here, and we've got some collab events coming up that we're doing. We're doing a collaboration this month with a brewery out of Minneapolis called Dangerous Man.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Dangerous Man?
No.
They're awesome. These guys are making some great beer.
Do they need a distributor?
you know a guy?
I'm pretty sure their first market from Minneapolis is going to be downstate Illinois. So
yeah, that's usually the go-to.
You know what? You got a card, I'll just pass it along.
There you go.
So we're doing a collab with Dangerous Man, which will be pretty fun. We'll probably do an event around that.
Okay.
We're also working with some of the other regional breweries. Last year at... there was an event in Champaign that's put on by their park district where mm-hmm. they had everyone collaborate on... basically, they made wort and then sent it out to the breweries to condition and ferment it the way that they wanted to.
Okay.
Then everyone got Chardonnay barrels, I think, last year.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
It was a barrel. I don't remember what kind
it was. Someone. So anyway, everyone was able to treat it the way that they wanted. So then at the event, everyone was able to showcase what they made. We made the Highway to the Danger Saison.
Ha nice.
Yeah.
I appreciate that wordplay.
Do you?
I
do.
I will say this. I was at the event. Everyone got drunk as a beaver. I swear
yeah.
to
Okay, so anyway. So we've got that coming up, which should be pretty exciting. And we'll be showcasing that in Champaign in
July-ish?
July.
Yeah, something like that.
We all have calendars. I don't...
Yeah.
Whatever. I put it in, and then my phone tells me when I have to do stuff.
That's yeah, and this is... it's now June 25th. So... episode 82. So, yeah, we're...
Look at that, 82.
82, man.
Yeah. Damn, pretty impressive.
Yeah, I hit the triple digits before too much longer.
That's not... Yeah. Are you doing more than 1 week?
No. Well, I mean, I sometimes have bonus episodes, but the number ones, it's just every Sunday.
Huh.
But I give extra content because I care that much.
Nice.
Are you on Patreon?
No, man.
Really?
Distill makes this all possible. I don't have to charge the Drunk Maniacs for the extra content yet.
Yeah.
So it's June 25th?
It is now June 25th.
I can't believe the Cavs came back and beat the Warriors. That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a basketball guy, but I get the reference. If I follow basketball, it's U of I, and we're talking about Champaign, but there hasn't been much to follow.
They'll be good this year.
Oh, yeah, we'll hope.
Sure.
So, U of I, so I don't know if this is still true, but it was for a while that Lovie Smith was one of our neighbors and would frequent the Champaign Brew Pub.
Really?
Yeah, he was in there all the time.
He was.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if he still lives in the same area or not. That was last year when that
He goes to the Beatles in Savoy for his weekly show, so if you want to harass him.
Cool.
There you go.
Maybe Triptych can get him to come over there.
To still be on draft there starting probably July. So nice. He can enjoy Distill while he's at B-Dubs.
There you go.
Maybe we could get him to be on the podcast.
Love you? I'd Love be okay
you.
With that.
Maybe you guys could do a U of I themed beer.
Be like, remember Devin Hester?
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah.
Remember Rex Grossman?
He was good for a minute.
He's still in the league.
Yeah. Well, we're going to finish this Pilsner. Well, I think most of us have already finished it. And while we do that, we're going to let you guys listen to another song. This is called Talking, and this isn't on an album yet. This is just a single. It's the most recent song that Midnight Divide has released. And here's some more words from Austin. This was one I finished and actually was happy with how the lyrics turned out. It's all about how people can be very adept at repeating the same mistakes and be aware of it, but not actually acknowledge the pattern to the point where they can change. It's about once emotions get involved, your eyes sometimes don't really see what's actually happening right in front of you. You can be kind of blind once feeling is involved. So take that in, sit back, relax for the next few minutes, and enjoy Midnight Divide with Talking here on Drunken Lullabies. Only in my mind. And that was talking, and we're going to do some more talking and some more drinking. This is our third beer from Distill. Excuse me.
Nice.
What? That was very weak. I expected you to go full force with one with a chug.
So I'm still stuck on this 80s. How many subscribers do you have on iTunes?
Subscribers is tough to count because I just see
downloads. How many downloads
total. Each, it varies. It's weird. Some episodes I'll have 1,000.
Okay.
Some episodes will only be a couple hundred. But right now, as of this recording, we cleared 28,000 downloads since I started. So
28,000 people have listened to you get drunk with your friends.
Yeah. How about that?
That might be low because I heard Apple doesn't actually have a good way to count downloads. Like it's just like a metric they use to guess.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Fucking Steve Jobs, man.
Jeez. So this beer here, which one?
Strawberry.
Okay. This is one we did a sponsor spotlight over at Rothgar's house. He had a can of the original release that he had kept refrigerated the entire time, and we opened it, and Mount Vesuvius erupted. It was pretty foamy. We captured it all on video.
That's one beer that is best served in memory. So.
Right. So I was looking forward to trying a fresh batch of it.
If you ever want to shorten your distributor's life, start this phone call. We have an exploding product on the shelf.
True story. It happens. You know.
Hey, when you use real fruit,
yeah,
real things can happen.
Yeah, so we've changed our processes a lot since those days.
Right.
You've seen where our origins are.
Right.
We're basically in a pole barn behind the car dealership is where we started out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we use all real fruit. It's something that's really important to us.
Is it local or do you guys get it?
When we can, but we use Oregon fruits a lot.
Okay.
They're kind of the industry standard, I would say, at this point.
Whenever you guys do that corn stout, though, Illinois is going to be your place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Edmund's got all these ideas. We've increased our QC department a ton since those days.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lab now, which is huge. We've got a centrifuge. We've got all kinds of toys. We have a gamma ray inspector.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah. We got Will's.
Isn't that how the Hulk was made?
Yeah.
That's how Bruce Banner turned into Hulk.
So I talked to a lot of breweries that are looking for distribution, and you'd be surprised like how little QC they actually have.
Mm-hmm.
Like our number one thing now is if you want...
Oh, that's fun. You guys have a train that comes through the brewery, too.
If you want distribution, I always ask, you know, what kind of microscope do you use? What? Well, how do you look at, like, your yeast cultures and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't. Well, how do you know your product's consistent?
We don't. We hope.
So,
yeah,
you know, there's so many breweries out there. They, 5,000 now? Everyone can sit there and say they make great beer.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. A lot of those breweries that you're probably referring to, they're not aspiring to have their stuff in as many places.
Some of them are, though. And
really?
Some of them don't know like what they want to be.
You
know,
okay.
Some, you know, there are people, you talk to them, like, in 5 years, where do you want to be? I just want to be local.
Yeah.
You talk to some people, like, where do you want to be in 5 years? Like, I don't know.
We'll see where it goes.
What can you do for my brand?
And also, I mean, that really depends on the market that they're kind of starting in.
I heard South Carolina has a good beer market. If you're going to start a brewery, go there.
Charleston.
Jokes. Everyone's got jokes.
All inside jokes, so.
No one gets them.
No one probably thinks I'm funny.
Yeah, there's accounts that I deal with now that won't even buy beer from a brewery unless they have a lab, an active lab. So, I mean, anyone can say that they have one, but we actually have.
Yeah. You're not whistling Dixie. It's legit.
Microscope and a seam saw. And
it's great to support local, and local beers are great, and what they're doing is great. But a local brewery that doesn't know what they're doing and they're putting out bad product is probably the most harmful thing that we can experience in the business. Because if you're not a craft beer drinker and you drink a bad local beer as your first craft experience, and that's a terrible experience, you might not come back.
Right.
So that's something that we're always kind of aware of.
We're really fortunate around here to have some really good
local
cohorts. our crew around here is all, I mean, with Triptych and Blind Pig, and obviously White Oak is making really good beer. So as long as everyone keeps making great beer, it's really a symbiotic relationship. I mean, we couldn't be where we're at without some of the things that they've done for us. And I would say that they could probably also.
That's how it should be. It's all about a community.
A big thing is with Distill being one of the first local breweries down here, it made it more serious. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like two guys in their garage just canning like there are in some. I travel all over and you'd be surprised some of the local stuff and what's going on in the scenes. So for all these other local breweries to come up too, like, you know, they have Distill to compete against and work with. So it kind of sets that bar higher. Whereas in other areas, there isn't a kind of established brewery, and it's just kind of a free-for-all.
Yeah. I mean, we wash all of White Oak's kegs.
It's friendly competition.
So, I mean.
And healthy competition.
Yeah.
We all know who the big blue enemy is.
Right. Well, blue or red? America.
Or silver, you know.
Yeah.
But it's good that local breweries compete. I mean, it makes everyone want to get better. And the better beer we have, the better chance we have of getting onto those shelves and beating back the big blue guy and the big silver guy, and I don't know who the red guy is.
Until they come knocking at the door trying to buy everybody up.
Maybe we could just wrap all of our cans in blue tape.
Yeah.
Maybe we could be the big blue guy.
I don't know about that. That seems like a lot of work. All right, well.
Why don't we just write about it and not do it?
Yeah, there you go. Well, right now we're going to pause for a minute and let you guys listen to an ad for another show on the FCF Network. I'm talking about my friends from Chicago, the Low Blow Podcast. So let's hear from Adam Z and Dave right about now.
In a world where we hate everything except for the things we love, there's the Low Blow Podcast. So join us every week as me, Adam Z.
Me, Dave Rowan.
And Chris and Naomi.
She might be naked.
I'm naked.
Fill your ear holes with unbiased reviews of movies, TV shows, comic books, anything Florida does, and basically the rest of the internet, right here in the FCF Network. So please, check out all your favorite downloading podcasting apps for us, the Low Blow Podcast. Appropriately inappropriate.
Ow!
Do you love it loud? Then plan to attend the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo. One-day event celebrating all things rock and roll. Over 20 rock podcasts from all over North America recording on site. Panel discussions with producers that have worked with Ozzy, Slayer, Kiss, Y&T, Seven Dust, Dokken, and more. Celebrity signings and meet and greets with current and former members of Cinderella, Winger, Tora Tora, Collected Soul, Ty Kettle, The Monkees, with more to be announced. All that and record dealers slinging some sweet vinyl. The Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo takes place Saturday, August 26th at the Music Valley Event Center. More information available at NashvilleRockinPodExpo.com as well as on Facebook. The Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo. Feast your ears!
And that was the Rockin' Pod Expo. I will be in Nashville this August, participating in that. Hopefully, Can see some of you drunk maniacs from that area. Come on down, watch me record a live show with some hosts from some other music podcasts. Should be a good time. I got, sounds like a couple episode recordings lined up, doing a show with Jackalope while I'm down there, and also Yazoo. And maybe stopping by some other breweries to check out beer and say hello and whatnot. So check that out. You can find all the info online. Just look up Nashville Rock in Pod Expo. All right, well, we got one more beer from Distill for the Sponsor Spotlight episode. What are we taking it home with?
So this is Tim's Big Fuck Up IPA, but
we call it the Keebler Elf beer.
Okay.
Keebler Elf beer.
There you go.
Tim's been on the show a couple times.
Sorry. Yeah.
What did he do?
So you go ahead. You know more.
Well, this was initially supposed to be another beer of ours, Singles Going Steady.
Okay, I loved Singles Going Steady.
That's what I was supposed to
do. Single malt, single
malt. Way to go, Tim.
Beer. But Tim, unfortunately, dry hopped with the wrong hop, so it was no longer a single. Okay.
So what did he dry hop it with?
A blend of about four different hops.
It was okay. I think it was mostly Warrior and Cascade. Yeah.
So,
good thing hops are cheap.
Right? Yeah.
So the batch came out at 11 barrels.
Okay.
That's what we wound up getting out of it. There was almost 30 pounds of hops in the boil. There was 20-something pounds of hops in the dry hop. That was the original recipe.
Okay.
Tim added an additional 11 pounds of hops. Now we're talking about 11 barrels of beer. Now it's got, you know, a lot.
You do the
math. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not for me to do. You know, I'm not. But, yeah, so it's a lot. It's up there. Turned out amazing, but
it's not what it's supposed to be.
It's not what it's supposed to be, so we couldn't call it Singles Going Steady.
I wanted to call it Swinging Singles.
Yeah. So I looked it up. It was actually nearly four times as expensive as Vertex for us to produce. So.
Yeah. This won't be getting canned anytime soon.
Hey, if I have my way, it will be.
it's pretty good. It's a pretty good mistake.
In the meantime, Tim has to clean the floors for free for the next month.
Yeah. No, it's nice when the mistakes kind of work out. Now, is this a premium pint downstairs due to its cost, or are you guys keeping them pretty...
Man. Oh, you mean...
Like price line?
No, it's still lined up with the other IPAs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're not charging more for it.
Okay.
We can blend that stuff.
Right, you know, right.
We don't need to get that.
It's math.
Explain that.
Margins.
We don't want to talk about that. I mean, we can, but not as interesting as the things we could talk about. No, I think they're charging just regular prices for this. It's, but if we ever went to market with it, we would really have to do some
crunching.
Yeah, some consideration on how to make it happen. Also, we could do it way more efficiently. We ran it through the pilot system and then had it in one of our smaller fermenters, and then they were pulling yeast to feed other batches and blah blah blah. There was a lot of things that went into it. Ultimately, the price could get something more reasonable, but this. Tembo slice just happened to come out a little bit pricey.
Yeah, it was a happy mistake.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Some unhappy mistakes before, so.
Hmm.
Luckily, we were able to roll with it.
Yeah, it still tastes amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's really good.
It's pretty awesome beer. Poe's working on one too. One of our other brewers, who you may or may not have had on the show, Jason Poe.
No, has not been on the show yet.
He's working on one.
Orange Crushable.
I heard about this.
Yeah, so...
Whitney was telling me about that.
We've got a batch in the fermenters here right now. And there's a batch at the Champagne Brew Pub. I don't know if it's on yet or if it's still in the fermenter, but...
Looking forward to it.
Shows by September.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Said no one in this room ever.
Orange Crushable.
All right, well... We've got something you can enjoy now. The Orange Crushable, I'm going to have to wait to enjoy. But we've got one more song from our band of the week, Midnight Divide. Right. And this one is called Your Prize. This is also off the Embrace the Wave EP, which you can listen to now on any streaming site, Digital Music. I'm sure, you know, it's on Spotify for sure if you want to check it out, or you know, you can find it on YouTube, probably on Bandcamp. But this is, according to Austin, probably my personal favorite song I've ever written. To put it simply, it's about a person you know you should say no to, but you can't help yourself. They're like a drug. You're just a game for them, an ego boost, if you will, but you stick with them anyways. So this is your prize here on Drunken Lullabies.
We'll be right back.
All right, and that was Midnight Divide. Hope you enjoyed those three songs. I did ask them about some of their favorite beers because, you know, it's always fun to find out what they enjoy drinking. Austin, the singer and guitar player, is not a huge beer drinker, but Angel City Brewery has some good stuff. He's more of a whiskey guy, enjoys Maker's Mark. Dan, the lead guitar player, he recommends Santa Monica Brew. Jace, the bassist, suggests Fireman's Brew Brunette. And that's a confusing one to say after you've had a few, I'm sure.
Brunette.
It just sounds like you're stuttering, you know. A brunette.
Brunette.
And I'm not sure if it's pronounced Saab or Saab. He's German, and there's only one A. If it was two A's, it's Saab. But
S-A-B.
Yeah,
it's just bass backwards.
S-A-B. He's the drummer. Recommends Propolis Brewery's Sati and Avery Brewing's Ragnar's Droppe. He's German, so that's why they're foreign beers, and I probably butchered those names completely.
Avery's local, isn't it?
Well, does Avery, the Avery we know, have a beer called Ragnar's Droppe?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one, but the other one is apparently a foreign Propolis. I'm not familiar with them.
Is it a Stone's German, isn't it?
Stone's in Germany.
Yeah. That doesn't count. So thank you to Midnight Divide for getting that feedback to me so we can include that in the show. And now it's time for me to dip into the weekly mailbag. It is time for Drunkomaniac Mail. All right, and I got a few items of correspondence. First, from Kim Marie. She was the winner of our Edward David Anderson prize package. She got a signed CD by EDA and a Distill little koozie and sticker and pin pack, as well as a couple stickers from Hand of Fate Brewing, our friends. At Hand of Fate supplied those, and she just said, big thank you to Drunken Lullabies and Edward David Anderson, hashtag I win. So she was quite happy that she got those items in the mail and posted that on Facebook. So thank you, Kim. Glad you enjoyed it and it arrived safely. I did the Drunk at the Movies episode that I mentioned earlier, and I was requesting feedback because if you guys enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it, I want to know so I know if it's something we should do again. And apparently, some of you enjoyed it. I got a message from Adam Z, and he said, you need to do more of these, and was very adamant about it, and says, if you do, I will make the trip down. We need to do one with a Doctor Who movie. So we will see what happens. Maybe I'll be watching the really bad 1960s TV Doctor Who movie.
Is this like Mystery Science Theater?
It kind of, a little bit. We played a movie in the background and just drank and talked about the movie, but also talked about whatever else came up. And just drunk at the movies. That's what it was.
We should do that here.
You don't want to wipe all those? Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to watch this.
Yeah, well, it was No Holds Barred starring Hulk Hogan, so it's not like... We have the captions on, so...
I heard the line to get in that movie, around the block. There it came out.
Yeah. He's full of them today. All right, and then our buddy Juan Lopez, who has supplied some of the beers on the show before via Porch Bombs beer mail. I sent him a care package with some Distill and some Iron Spike and some Half Acre. And he cracked those open last night and said the beers were good. I didn't get to the Plum Sour, but we'll be opening that one tonight. The Vallejo and the Here Goes at Nothing were the winners for me. So I said, glad to hear it. I will mention that on the show I do today at Distill. So glad you enjoyed those, Juan. And I believe he said he's going to be sending me some Modern Times freshies pretty soon, so looking forward to that. All right, well, that was Drunkomaniac Mail for the week. Now it is time for us to decide what our favorites were for today. It is time for Picks of the Week. Alex, out of the four we drank, what was your favorite?
I gotta go with that pilot. I mean, Pilsner's really awesome. I'm really excited about the way Milk Stout came together. Strawberry Blonde's a classic, but Tim made a glorious mistake on that one.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Okay. Edwin?
I'm about to go with the pilot too. I'm excited about it being on shelves come November.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big deal.
That's breaking news here on Drunken Lullabies. And Will, how about you?
Well, I can't argue with the other gentleman. The pilot is very good, but I'm going to go with the Pilsner.
Okay.
I just like the clean crispness of that today.
Okay. Well, those were both those were my two favorites as well, but I'm going with the pilot. Probably not a surprise to you, but a beautiful mistake, thanks to Tim, that maybe we'll get to drink again. Maybe it's a one and done, like some mistakes. You never know. Sometimes
how many times have you been on?
Tim's been on twice.
Okay,
has he broken anything? He seems like he'd break something.
I don't think so. He was a last minute substitute for Painter when we did the last show.
Have you had Painter on?
Uh huh.
Okay,
he's on our number one episode.
Really, I'm not surprised. That guy, charming,
mm-hmm.
just very beard.
Handsome. Everybody loved him. So those were our picks of the week, and I've got some music picks of the week for you guys to check out. This is what I've been listening to this week. Just came out on June 23rd. The lead singer of Wilco, Jeff Tweedy, has a new solo album called Together at Last. Make sure to check that out. And also, I've been listening to this one a lot ever since they were coming to town. We did the show with them last week, but Susto, their newest album, And I'm Fine Today, was on my favorite albums of 2017 as soon as it came out. I really, really dig that record. So hopefully you guys checked it out after hearing last week's show. And I've been listening quite a bit to Matthew Curry's newest release, Shine On. You may hear him next week on the show. So there's a little sneak preview for you. Here's another little sneak preview. I'm going to be recording that show in about an hour. So I'm doing three shows in the span of 18 hours. It's been a...
They're going to span a month.
Yeah, and it will be 3 weeks worth of content. So
I hope none of us die in the next week. Cause it's
going to be really?
What? What are you talking about, man?
Well, I'll just stand outside the visitation with a boombox and play the episode John Cusack style. All right, well, I would like to thank Distill for having me here today, and thank you, gentlemen, for joining me and enjoying some beers, because that's a nice thing to do on a Saturday afternoon, especially when you can look outside and see ducks and geese on a...
Can we go fishing now?
I think so.
Yeah, we can go fishing.
As long as you're licensed.
People fishing out there every day.
All right, people be fishing. All right, well, I'm going to wrap this up. They're going to go grab their poles. That's not a euphemism.
I got to go back to the shadows.
And I'm going to go drink some more and record next week's show. So until next week, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see ya.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.